Did you know that God rejoices over you with singing? It is true. And I would love for you to just rest in that truth today. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And today I'd like to thank Chuck Roberts, who is an amazing guy. And he was a guest on the ReStory Show a while back. And he is a counselor in the Dallas area. And I'm so grateful for his patronage of Pray Every Day. Thank you, Chuck, for that. And if you have been blessed by Pray Every Day and you'd like to become a sponsor, you can just go to patreon.com/PrayEveryDay for as little as $1 a month. $5 will get you a painting, $10 will get you a brick, and $20 will get you a private podcast just for those $20 and up listeners that isn't released anywhere else on the whole wide web. So today, I am so excited we're starting a new book of the Bible, and we are in James, one of my most favorite books. And we're going to be reading through the NET Bible, the New English Translation. And this is my husband's favorite translation of the Bible. So this is a shout out to Patrick. And we're going to be in James 1, 1 through 4 in the NET Bible. It says this: "From James, a slave of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes dispersed abroad, greetings. My brothers and sisters, consider it nothing but joy when you fall into all sorts of trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect effect, so that you will be perfect and complete, not deficient in anything." Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, this is a hard one. And I've talked about this before on Pray Every Day, Jesus, about how the Phillips translation of this says, don't resent when all kinds of trials and tribulations come into your life or crowd into your life, my brothers and sisters. Don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Lord, it's not easy to welcome a trial as a friend, but as I look back on my life and I see the most growth that I've endured, the growth has always come in conflict. It's always come in trials. It's always come on the aftermath of pain. And so, Lord, now as I look back, I think, okay, I'm going to try to welcome this next trial as a companion, as a friend, instead of some sort of robber or intruder. But even so, even when I make those kinds of determinations, Jesus, when the trial comes knocking at the door, I still want to put the deadbolt in. So, Lord, I pray for my friend today who's listening, who has all sorts of various kinds of trials flying their way, and they're reading their sword of the spirit. They have their shield of faith, and they're, you know, combating all those lies, and they're following you, but they're getting weary. They're getting tired. They're tired of being strong. They're tired of enduring. But Lord, I pray that you give them a little picture today of the beauty of endurance, and that enduring trials is what causes you to have endurance. So we often pray for endurance without having to experience endurance, but the way through to endurance is to actually endure. I'm thinking about spin class, and I've been training for a triathlon, so I've been on these bikes in these classrooms where this really nice person yells at you for an hour about pedaling faster and pedaling harder, and music is playing. And when I first started, I could barely keep up, and I was just sweating, and I could not endure. But today I noticed that I was improved and that my endurance was better, and there was no way for me to get to the place where I was today unless I had spent time in the bike seat. So that endurance in those small amounts would add up to endurance later. And so, Lord, help us to have that picture in our mind that we cannot cultivate the ability to have tenacity or endurance if we don't also walk through it. So in that way, help us to have a brand new perspective about the trials in our lives, to see them as good. It's not that we love them or we're like masochistic and we're like, yeah, bring it on. It's more like we acknowledge the fact that we live in a fallen world, that trials will come, temptations will come, and that you are the God of the great reversal, that you can take what's bad and make it good. You can use the trial to produce character inside of us, and you can use that trial to develop the characteristic of hope. And so, Lord, thank you for that. And so today we pray that we would open the door, that we would let it have its effect and that we would have joy in our endurance. And that's what I really pray today. I love that James uses the word joy. Lord, would you just please infuse us with Holy Spirit-generated joy from within that makes no sense at all. We need that joy as we endure. And I think about as I'm in spin class, and once I start smiling, it seems to get a little bit easier. And I look at other people and they're smiling and crying kind of at the same time. And so, Lord, help us to have that kind of joy as we endure the trials that are coming our way today. I pray this in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You know what? I just want you to have joy today. And so my hope and prayer for you is that as the trials come, joy will come in greater measure.